Last Wednesday at this time, we started our new Morning Edition series, Take Two, People Reinventing Themselves Through Their Work. We heard from quite a few listeners who identified with our first story. It was about a 40-year-old woman who left a big city career for the slower pace of small-town life. This morning, NPR's Ketzel Levine talks with someone on a fast pace, a young entrepreneur.
Jonah Staw is holding up three little items he hopes will earn him a fortune.
And they are orange with pink hearts, orange with pink polka dots, and orange with pink stars.
They're socks. Socks that do not match. Sold under the brand name Little Mismatched.
I'm also holding a purple sock with dark purple hearts with pink toe top and heel. And as I open it, I'm going to discover which one it is.
Little Mismatched was conceived by Jonah Staw and three talented business-savvy friends who saw a marketing opportunity in the age-old problem of the lost sock. The well-connected foursome tapped a few investors, parents included, and set out to challenge the very notion of a pair.
We're asking people to take this incredible leap of faith with us and to do something that they've never done before, which is to wear socks that don't match. Do I know that people are going to do this? I have no clue.
Nevertheless, Jonah Staw has given up an extremely lucrative job to run Little Mismatched. Only 3 months ago, he was director of corporate development for Frog Design, image maker to stars such as Microsoft and Disney. He made $140K, lived in San Francisco, enjoyed whirlwind travel, an expense account, and clients with clout.
I had a job that was literally my dream job. It was a deeply creative organization. We helped come up with ideas to reinvent Marshall Field's with Daimler Chrysler. We helped come up with the new navigation system for their future cars. And it was a wonderful job. It was a job that I would say every week I fielded a call from someone who asked me how I did it, what I did, and if they could join.
But Jonah Staw got restless. The job simply wasn't creative enough. In the meantime, there was Little Mismatched, 1 year old and already in stores. So Jonah Staw left Frog Design and is now the only one of his partners without a day job.
We did not have any way for me to make any money, and in fact, now I make zero. I have $0.
What he does have is financial backing and a gimmick that could become a lucrative business. Little Mismatched socks are now sold in 650 stores nationwide. Note that the tween-age Miss M is headed for more than mere hosiery. Ahead are scarves, mittens, flip-flops, sleepwear, even her very own book. By his own reckoning, Jonah Staw's career move should pay off handsomely.
I say this and I say it very honestly. Obviously, money is something that drives me, but it's not at all what has made me make this decision. I mean, this was a terrible decision financially for me. It is much more about the creativity and about really self-expression. And I'm finding my own self-expression through a brand that is about self-expression.
10 years? You got a 10-year projection for Little Mismatched?
Do I have a 10-year projection? I have no idea. Couldn't even imagine 10 years from now. I'm only 29. I mean, I am a kid.
Jonah Staw does have a short-term projection, that is, if he doesn't lose his shirt and socks. He expects his company to be worth $100 million in just 3 years. Of course, no self-respecting entrepreneur who started his first business at age 8 is likely to settle for financial security. Chances are Jonah Staw will be reinventing himself through his work again. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
You can learn more at our website, npr.org, and if you're in the process of reinventing yourself, drop a line. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.